Hello, Billy Reeves here. Welcome to the K-Scope podcast 110 with Kavis Turabi from Gong coming up shortly. Their new album is called The Universe Also Collapses, and it's out now. That's a bit of the first part of the epic Forever Recurring. Now, I had a cup of tea with frontman Kavis Turabi in a cafe at the Royal Festival Hall recently. Now, Kavis met the late David Allen when he, Kavis, and Steve Davis had David on their radio show as a guest, and Kavis got to know David over a year or so after that, and we pick up the conversation here on the night where Kavis realised that David was about to transport him onto Planet Gong.
And it was on a night where he was just near to me in Cafe Otto doing an improv thing with Marshall Allen from the Sun Ra Orchestra. Oh, yeah. Dave Allen and Marshall Allen. Mm. So I got there, you know, a bit early, and he was sort of, for the first 5 or 10 minutes, I sort of felt like something was up, because he was kind of, I won't say exactly jittery, but something was up. And then he said, hey, Kavis, I've just been thinking, do you want to play guitar in Gong? Wow. And you know, I sort of said, well, yeah, I'd love to. You haven't heard me play. And he said, oh, I don't need to hear you play, man, you know. And I'd never heard Mike Howlett play. I never heard Pierre Moulin play. I just know you're going to be right. You know, I want someone to bring fire. We booked a sort of get together down in a rehearsal place down in New Cross. And as I was waiting for him, you know, I just started coming up with a kind of, 'cause feeling all gongy, came up with a gongy riff. David came in and started singing along with it. And this riff eventually became When God Shakes Hands with the Devil off I See You. And after we'd been sort of jamming this for about half an hour, he said, "Hey man, that's great. You got any more of them?" I said, "Yeah, loads." 20 years worth. Yeah.
Wow.
So all these years of having these riffs that were too gongy, I've now got somewhere to put them.
It's big shoes to fill now, though.
Well, it is. I mean, that was never the plan, obviously, or certainly wasn't the plan for me. I think now it was probably the plan. It was probably David's plan, because he was dropping some very large hints right from the beginning about, well, man, I'm not going to live forever, sort of thing. But I didn't realise it was going to happen so quickly. You can't channel David Allen. I can only be myself.
Yeah.
And I can't kind of cop any of his shtick or anything. And it's like Doctor Who. It's still the same story. It's still the same basic narrative, but each Doctor brings their own thing to it.
But how did the other guys take to, the other gongers and the fans, how did they take to you?
Well, obviously there are a great deal of people who are really unhappy about the idea of gong carrying on. I get that. I totally understand that. For them, gong is Steve Village, it's David Allen, it's Jiddy Smith.
Well, a lot of people, it's their favourite band.
Exactly. Yeah. And who's this, who's this dick turning up, doing this take on it sort of thing. And other than, it was David's desire. David never wanted this band to end with him. He saw gong as an idea, and it was an idea that he wanted to carry on, and it was an idea that, he left the ship, he left the craft a lot and then came back on, and he always saw every version of gong, whether it was Pierre Moulin taking it in that sort of fusion-y direction, he saw that as completely legitimate. And so it's always been gong. It's not like, I'm trying to think, it was like a band like Yes, where there's this controversy of what is the real Yes. I mean, for him, it was always about this idea.
Yeah. Would it be right to say that this album, this gong album, is the first post-David record?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think kind of thing. Basically what happened, David got very ill, and we had just put out ICU. We had about, like a sort of 40-odd date tour booked. When we heard that David had got the cancer, which, he was trying to beat, about 30 of those gigs sort of cancelled. And we were left with like 11 or 12 shows, I think, in the UK and Europe, who still wanted gong, regardless of there being no David. And we had a new album to promote. So, and David said, you've got to take over. You've got to be the front man, sort of thing. And I said, okay, I'll do it. But then after, I'll do it to promote the album. Then after the tour's over, I'm out. I'm not doing this again. And I was terrified. We got the band together and it was going, and I was terrified. Until the first gig that we did, the moment I stepped on stage, the other guy that's the performer sort of took over. As soon as I walked out, the other guy took over. I thought we were going to be pilloried. And, over the course of these, few gigs, it went really, really well. And obviously people weren't getting David Allen, but, we did what we could. And we were like, well, that was really good. It was about a good chemistry. And a great deal of gong is improvised anyway, so the improvisations felt really good. And then, people had asked us then to do, well, if you do that, will you do this gig and that gig? So we spent another year doing these gigs. And we had a big email exchange where he was very adamant that he wanted this to continue. And by the end of it, I said, okay, let's do it. We'd all been cynical about doing it. We all felt like, oh, does this feel bogus? Yeah. And then, but the only thing for all of us, really, was that, look, if we're going to do this, we have to have our own material. We have to carry on. We're not a tribute band, we're not a legacy band. He wants gong to carry on, and we're going to carry on, with our own material. But the first album that we did after David died, Rejoice I'm Dead, felt very much like it was a tribute to him. Yeah. All the songs we're trying to do a positive death album.
Yeah.
We did record one of the songs that we'd done together, Capital, and also we used a little bit of a song that David had used, a Beatrix sort of thing. But yeah, it was the first sort of, putting out an album where we'd written the songs.
Yeah.
But even then, we kind of sort of, it felt a bit like a halfway house. We got Steve Hillage involved, and we got Didier involved as well. Didier Malher playing on Model Village, and so this one felt very much like, in the 2 years that's passed, okay, we are gong now, and if we're going to do this, we can't be sort of shrinking violets about it. We have to be bold and go, yep, we're gong, and this is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
I suppose the last one was where we were at that point. This is kind of, that was us very sort of with a bit of trepidation of, well, are people going to buy into this? What we saw over the last 2 years was, you know, going out to places like China and having people sing along with our songs just as much as, you know, as kind of freaking out to Master Builder or Cellini or something, is they were getting into Rejoice and, you know, Insert Your Own Prophecy kind of thing. It's like, oh, well, maybe there's something in this. Maybe people really, you know, people really like it. And Steve Hillage has been enormously sort of supportive.
Yeah, that must be important.
You know, and comes on stage with us a lot. And then, you know, eventually asked us to be his band. So, but as far as I can tell, all the old guys, you know, from Didier, Mike Howlett, even Tim Blake now, have all been extremely supportive of what we're doing. So we feel like we've got the blessing of all the old guys and everybody really gets on.
Is there a scene, Callis? I mean, there sort of is in my head. There, you know, thanks to the dear old Buffalo Bar, and Lewis Conn Club, Hastings. There's what I've written them down here. This is what I consider to be a scene, right? Knife World, Thumper Monkey, Scaramanga Six, Crowell Electum, Zoff, Hair and a Hoof, Muddy Suzuki. Yep. Stars in Battle Dress. Now, those are all the group I've seen at those
more.
Three venues.
I'll add a few more to that. North Sea Radio Orchestra.
North Sea Radio Orchestra.
Part of that.
Yeah.
Now the new band with Richard from Stars in Battle Dress is called Lost Crowns.
Oh yes, the supergroup.
Richard. I would also add in terms of sort of sound, a composer, electronic composer called Chris Reeves, who works under the name The Gas Man.
Right, okay.
He's, I think, of very much as part of our sort of gang.
Is it a scene? I mean, also, I'm trying to come up with a name, right? So let's just workshop this. Okay, you first.
I've got a name. Often Craig and I, well, there's a few of us. William D. Drake is part
of course,
of this.
Yeah.
I'm sure I will feel terribly guilty about other people who had, I think it was part of this. But yes, do you know what? Yes, Craig and I often talk about we need a name for this scene. And I have proposed Lydian South. I've been saying, however, this is the first time it's come out publicly here, and I've been saying to everyone, like Richard, oh yeah, look, if you do an interview in Prog magazine, just casually mention, oh well, you know, well, we're sort of part of that Lydian South scene, I suppose.
Yeah.
In the hope that eventually, so, you know, like Canterbury or like whatever, because, but do you know what? Of our scene, it now has ended up mapping on. Through no design at all, it's really ended up mapping on to the Canterbury scene, because on the one hand you've got Craig Fortnum of North Sea Radio Orchestra is working with John Greaves from Henry Cow, and they've been performing, doing a sort of orchestral version of rearranging of Robert White's Rock Bottom.
Oh, right, okay.
Chloe Harrington, who plays in Knife World, is now playing with Chris Cutler and Tim Hodgkinson, doing the Lindsay Cooper music of Henry Cow. You have me, that's now who ended up joining Gong, and now is playing with Steve Hillage, and there's a few more. But basically, marriage. It's like all of our lot have been ended up becoming this next generation.
No, because you can hear that you've brought your thing to it.
Yeah,
the Lydian mode.
Explain to us
what that is.
Well, I didn't even know it was called the Lydian mode. I think although it's the Gong has always used that a lot, and you know, all the sort of stuff. Yeah, I tend to write in this. It's like it got a flattened fifth in there, and this it instant psychedelia. It makes the room change colour. You know, whenever I'd hear it in songs, that would always be my favourite bit. And then, you know, when 1988 came along and I heard Cardiacs for the first time, it was just like everything. Well, they don't just do Lydia, but it's a big feature of the sort of Cardiacs thing, but obviously with Tim's extraordinary harmonic progressions and stuff, but you know, and it was just like, oh, this is my music, this is me.
So you've mentioned the Cardiacs there, which nicely dovetails to my next question, because of course you've done this, but you've had a bit of previous doing this before.
Previous, joining my favourite band.
Joining your favourite band. Why are the Cardiacs so important?
Well, I can't say why they're, well, I could, okay.
For those that not heard Cardiacs.
I think Tim is a genius, and I won't use that word to, probably won't use that word to describe anyone else. I think Tim Smith is, you know, as a composer, he's a genius. He, on a technical level, he sort of seems to have invented this harmonic language, which he's used from the age of 16 on everything he's done. He invented this harmonic language. You know, after that, there's sort of no going back.
What's next then? You join Cardiacs, join Gong.
Iron Maiden. Oh, right. It's got to be Maiden next, you know. This thing.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm basically being not in the classic lineup of all my favourite bands. So it'll be Yannick Gers, Iron Maiden. They'll be playing the Royal Standard, you know, still, and they'll be, you know, Steve Harris will be long gone. It'll be me and Yannick, but nonetheless, it'll still be Iron Maiden. Some lumbering Eddie will come on, and I'll be thinking.
Forgotten to remember how there is.
Gong. You heard excerpts from Forever, recurring. The album The Universe Also Collapses is out now. You can see the interview with TV's Matthew Wright on our YouTube channel. Also the videos therein for My Sawtooth Wake and Elemental. This is an album described by no less of a personage as Mark Riley of BBC Six Music as mind-blowing, unquote. Alabama recently in session on Mark's show, as mentioned in the Radio Times, and, satisfyingly, the LP charted at number 3 in the UK rock album charts. The UK tour is now complete, but there will be some summer festival dates and trips overseas to come. Now, the award-winning duo from St. Petersburg, our friends I Am The Morning, have announced the release date of their brand new LP, August the 2nd, and its title, The Bell. To celebrate, here's the Ocean Sounds, which was the studio film they released last year, version of Blue Sea. The Morning are supporting their good friend and mine, Marias Duda, on the Riverside tour in Germany through September. And we'll hear from Mariana in a future K-Scope podcast. Daniel Tompkins of Tesseract, Sky Harbor, White Moth, Black Butterfly has a solo LP coming out on K-Scope on the 31st of May. It's called Castles, and this is the new single.
But soft I see what through hearts is breaking now. Horizon killed sun and moon and stars. The prophet never sings without the promises. She testifies to wash her hands of us. Fall.
my covers, softly you forget.
Daniel Tompkins, Black the Sun. You can watch the brilliant video on YouTube for Limitless, made by Stephen Cleveland and Kyle Caddo. The album is out at the end of May, and Daniel will be my guest on the next K-Scope podcast. North Atlantic Oscillations' Grind Show album, their fourth, has a vinyl issue out now on K-Scope. Absolutely unclassifiable band, this shimmering electronica and thumping cavernous drums. Check this out, it's called Spinning Top. North Atlantic Oscillation from Grind Show. That's called Spinning Top. Now, before I go, can I point you at this juncture in the direction of the new issue of Prog magazine, as it has plenty of K-Scope content this month, including features with Gong and Giancarlo Era discussing their new albums. Available now at all good and bad newsagents. Plenty of live stuff happening through the summer. God Sticks play on the 11th of May at Leamington Spa's Trinity 4 Festival, and at the Sonic Rock Solstice Festival on the 22nd of June. Gong, the 13th of July, there at the big Tim Smith benefit weekend at the Salisbury Arts Centre, featuring some of the bands that Cavus mentioned in the interview, such as Lost Crowns, Crayola Lectern, Valve and others. 26th and 27th of October, the HRH Prog Festival, Sheffield and then London. And then Gong will become Steve Hillage's band in June and July. No Sound across the June 8th and 9th there at the Comendatio Music Festival in Portugal. And then later in the month in Rome and Milan, supporting Anathema. A Tesseract continue their enormous European tour throughout June, July and August. The Pineapple Thief, October the 26th and 27th there at the Hard Rock Hell Festival, Prog Festival at the Shepherd's Bush Empire. Plus, they've announced North and Central American headline dates, quite a lot of them, in November and December. And thanks, as ever, for listening. We're now available on even more podcast providers, including Spotify, Acast. So do please follow and subscribe on there if you fancy it. And please do leave a rating and a review on Apple Music, on iTunes. It really does help us get the podcast noticed. Incidentally, the podcast is on what the young people call the socials, Twitter at KScope Podcast. Do please give me a follow, retweet, because that's a good way of spreading the word about the band. And as of this week, Facebook KScope Podcast Group, where I shall be this week talking about what Cavus has been talking about, so we can have a discussion there. Finally, for this one, the wonderful and awe-inspiring Mr. Richard Barbieri of Japan and Porcupine Tree and so forth. This is new to vinyl. This is a release of the Variants series, including live recordings from the Planets and Persona concerts and new material. This one is entitled New Soul. Ta-da.